guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They are back. That's right. It's Reggie B and Wayne Hodges. Reggie and Wayne. We used to say Reggie and Wayne on a Wednesday, but now I guess we have to say Reggie and Wayne whenever. But it's good to be back. Wayne, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. It's so good to be back. How you doing, Reg?
I am doing great, my brother. Great, my
brother. Wow. I tell you what, Reg, has it been over a year since we last signed off?
It was a year, August, in August of this year, it was a year. So it's been a little bit over a year. Yep.
Wow. After what, 3 years on air?
Yeah.
I think it was 3 years.
3 or 4, something like that.
Wow. Oh, it's so good to be back. Oh, Reg, I'm still blogging and I'm still, getting on people's nerves and... but it's been really fun the past year, and I'm glad you're still doing big things in media with Pitch 90. So I just want to say congratulations to you. And, Reg, before we get to our very special guest, I do want to send my condolences to the family of... Reg, are you familiar with Tommy Ford?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. And as a matter of fact, he is a good friend of a friend of mine here locally, Pastor Eric Cobbins. Tommy often visited his church here in Kansas City. Or he's actually in Lenexa, Kansas. But yeah, very familiar with Tommy Ford.
Okay, and to our listeners, Tommy starred on the 90s sitcom Martin. He played Martin Lawrence's best friend. He was the unemployed character. Well, we think he was unemployed.
He was always searching for a job.
But Tommy passed away on Wednesday amid complications from an aneurysm inside his stomach, his abdomen. And I didn't know you could get an aneurysm in your stomach. I thought that was in like your head or your...
Right. And basically an aneurysm is when a blood vessel ruptures. So I guess it can happen anywhere, but we hear more about it as far as a brain aneurysm. That's usually what you hear.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, he was only 52 years old. So yeah, condolences out to Tommy Ford's family, and for more on that story, you can go to MassNews.com. And Reggie, also our condolences to the campaign of Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
I'm not touching that one.
Might be passed away.
I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, wow. Donald Trump. It's to the point now that...
I think our guest just hung up on that one. Nobody wants to...
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's just a complete mess. We won't spend a lot of time on that. But wow, man. Most people I come across, they're not happy with either candidate. You know, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. I mean, this is the best we got. I mean, this is what somebody's going to win on November 8th.
Yeah, we got to choose somebody, so.
Yeah, somebody's going to win, but wow. I mean, just a complete mess. Donald Trump, if more on that, also go to MassNews.com. And Ray, let's get to our very special guest. He's an entrepreneur. He's producer of the outstanding reality TV show Knockout. Can't see, let's give a warm welcome to my man, Stephen Martano. How you doing today, sir?
Everything is good, man. How have you guys been?
Doing great.
And Steve, I know you heard the opening monologue on our presidential candidates. And before we get to your stuff, are you satisfied with either candidate? I know you're in New York, so there's a lot of media coverage up there. Is this the best we got? That's no disrespect to Hillary Clinton, who I think she knows her stuff. There's some controversy surrounding her too. But what do you think, Steve?
I think as this year so far, like you said, if I do vote for anyone, it will be Hillary. But right now, I'm reserving my right not to vote until I figure out what's the best thing to do, because Hillary, like you said, she knows her stuff. Her husband was a great president. He did a lot for the finances of America. But, you know, I'm reading through a lot of stuff, and, you know, they said they were, that they messed around a little bit with the Bernie Sanders campaign, and it's all this. When I start seeing things like DOJ documents and saying you had inside tracks on that, and then emails, and, you know, it's a lot of... a lot of things that I don't know, you know, a lot of things that the general public's not going to know. So how do you make an educated decision if you really don't know how bad or how deep it goes?
Yeah.
Now, with Donald Trump, on the other hand, you know, all right, he said his banter. You know, the only reason that I look poorly on his campaign is maybe if he was able to control himself during a campaign, maybe people would look at him a little different. But if you can't control yourself during a campaign, I know you're not going to control yourself as being the most powerful person in the world. So,
and Steve, he can't control himself during a debate.
Right. I mean, you can't control yourself during a debate, during your campaign. You know, you're losing your temper all the time, and you're argumentative, and you're interrupting things. You know, when people say he doesn't have presidential qualities, I think that's a true statement. I think that he's probably an incredible businessman, because really good businessmen bully a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think you're gonna run around and bully the world. So I don't think he has the presidential qualities that he needs. But I think he's a great business person. You know, he owns half of New York, and I'm from New York, so he has to have something going right for him. And, you know, so right now, instead of saying I'm pro-Donald or pro-Hillary, you know what, is what you said a minute. If this is the best we have to offer, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, like we talk about women television, sometimes you see something on TV and you know the world's accepting it, but you just choose to turn the channel because you're like, I'm not partaking. So, you know, that's my viewpoint on this one right now. Right now, at this present moment, I still got 2 to 3 weeks. Maybe I'll change my mind, but right now I'm changing the channel. I'm not partaking.
And you got to November 8th. And, fellas, here's the good news. There's a good chance, and I'm looking at the polls right now, that we will have our first female president. That's a good chance. I mean, she's leading in the polls. So, Red, we had our first African-American president, and now we have a chance to have our first female president in U.S. history. So that's a glass half full look. Look at it. You know, if we
definitely excited.
Yeah, so so that could be, it could serve as some consolation. And Steve, speaking of outstanding business, you know, some big things, not only in the private sector, but let's start with Knockout. And can you talk about your experiences working with the host of your show, which is Roy Jones Jr., right? You know Roy Jones?
Yeah,
former champ.
Roy hosted second season, and we got a surprise host for third season. You know, everybody who's been on Knockout has been a pleasure to work with, from Floyd Mayweather Sr. to Ruben Guerrero to Roy Jones, Shane Mosley, Nonito Donaire, Robert the Ghost Guerrero.
Floyd Mayweather Sr.
Joel Judah. Yeah, he was on the show. He's one of the trainers. Joel Judah, Zab Judah. I mean, the show's been a who's who in boxing and a who's who in sports. And, you know, I'm just happy to be a part to bring this to the world and partake with these great athletes and these really, really intelligent and really good people all the way around the board. So, you know, Knockout's is something that turned out to be real special to me, and it's becoming much bigger than anybody can anticipate it. You know, our third season feels like we just got on the air this year, so it feels good.
All right, Kansas City, we're on with Stephen Marcano, executive producer of the reality TV show Knockout. And Riz, did he just mention that that's going to be a surprise host?
A surprise host.
So, are we going to get breaking news on Reggie and Wayne?
Actually, Reggie and Wayne will get breaking news. It just will be in about 2 weeks, because I definitely will call you guys first before I announce it. And it's going to be, this year's going to be compelling. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. This year's different than last year. Last year, if you were a true boxing fan, you loved Knockout. Like, if you were in sports, everybody in boxing said that it's the best boxing, quote-unquote, docu-reality in history. But if you just like TV entertainment, and if you just like fun, good old-fashioned fun, you're going to really be extremely happy with Knockout Season 3.
Oh, okay. And is it filming right now?
No, we're in pre-production right now. We actually start filming on, we're supposed to start October 23rd. That's when the B-roll crew goes out. I think I'm going to be on set like November 1st. But, the B-roll crew goes out to get the background stories on all the participants in October 23rd or October 24th, one of those days.
Oh, okay. And have you decided on a network?
No, we're on Fuse. I mean, we're not going anywhere right now. Okay. You know, this is our last season on Fuse. And, you know, the people at Fuse and Nuvo, they're really good people. And, you know, they gave us our start in television. So we're definitely here for the third season. We're concluding the deal right now for the fourth and fifth season on a different network. And you'll hear about that when I give you the surprise of who the special guest is.
Oh, okay, so Reg, in a couple of weeks, we're going to get some breaking news on Reg and Wayne.
I tell you, that's...
Let me go make a note of that. Think of mine. Okay.
You're going to lock it in on the calendars.
Steve, I'm looking to it. Here we go. I got 2 weeks.
No. I love it. You know, listen, man, when I listen to you two talk back and forth, and I hear the camaraderie, and I hear how good you guys get along, and you've been doing it for a long time. I love being a part of shows like this, and, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, make sure that I'm with the realest people they can find, and you guys are definitely real, so I love it.
And Steve, I got to tell you Reggie's story, because we began Reggie and Wayne 3 years ago on, and Reggie, can I tell you the story?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and we began on 890 AM there in Kansas City, and the station sold, and the new owner decided to go in a different direction. Well, actually, it worked out really good for Reggie, because he went to
Carter Broadcast Group.
He went to the biggest signal, that's right, the biggest radio signal here in Kansas City, which is Carter Broadcasting, which is the parent company of Hot 103 Jam. Reggie's on 1590. So it worked out really good for Reg. And Reggie, I'm really excited to be back with you. And I do want to send you a props, man, because you hung in there doing the ownership change, and I mean, you stuck through it and you persevered. So, yeah, Reggie, I got to tip my cap.
All right, and also let me throw out there that I do host the Sunday morning show on Hot 103 Jams every Sunday, The Joy of Gospel. So, you know, it's a great opportunity, I thank God, that he opened that door for me. So, you know, until I go out to New York to work for Mr. Marcano, you know, I'll do this, you know.
Oh, Reg, you can't call him that. I called him that, and he said, you have to be seen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm getting a little older, but I don't want to start going down those paths. So,
no gray up there yet.
I'm going to listen to your gospel show online, you know, and I'm going to see what you guys are doing over there. But I love what you're doing, though.
All right.
And Steve, speaking of loving what you do, you are the CEO of Little Star Baby Products.
And my Little Star, I'm definitely the CEO of that.
Yeah, Reggie, I was just incredible, some of the things Steve was, you know, what he's doing. And can you talk about that baby product line and some of the stuff that you're manufacturing and producing?
My Little Star is an affordable diaper line for people inside the inner cities. It sells for approximately $5 a pack for 20 diapers. We started it basically just to offset the financial needs for the inner cities where I grew up at, because most of the diaper products and brands like Pampers and Kimberly Clark, they're really, really good brands and they're really good products, but they're extremely expensive. So we created something that was financially non-competitive to them, but a quality that was super competitive to them. Okay. But that said, you know, we have a great quality, but at least have a much better price point. And, you know, of course, they're going to outspend me and they're going to have a much better shelf space and they're going to have a much bigger distribution platform. But if you put me in the CEO of Procter & Gamble or me in the CEO of Kimberly Clark and their whole marketing team and you just put me by myself, I'm going to show them everything that they're doing wrong. So... we're going to be competitive and we're just going to compete and just going to do what we could do and, you know, with the financial resources I have in the space that we're in, that's it.
Okay. Wow, Steve, well, congratulations on that business venture, and I'm sure you're going to succeed in whatever endeavor comes your way. And before we get out of here, Steve, is there a website for Little Star Baking Products? Because I'm trying to do a social media blast. And I'm
no, we're actually we're doing the site now because we're actually starting to sell online. So the site will be back up in about 3 weeks. www.mylittlestarstar.biz. That's the website. and people, and the social page for My Little Star is on Twitter. It's MLS at MYLILSTAR. That's the social page on Twitter. And on Instagram, it's Steven_Marcano. And, you know, on Instagram. And we take everybody's feedback and comments on the TV show, on the diaper companies. You know, we are definitely active in the community. So if anybody wants to send anything and say what we're doing right or what they feel we're doing wrong, you know, I'll personally respond.
All right. And so listeners here in Kansas City, I will go ahead and get that information updated on Steve's page on masternews.com. You can also find out more about Knockout. And in a couple of weeks, we'll have some more details and also some breaking news on Reggie Wayne to disclose to you at that time. And Steve, I'm going to let you go. I know you are you just leaving the airport, or are you just...
No, I'm traveling now. I'm going back. I'm moving around from the West Coast to the East Coast quite a bit, and definitely traveling. But I'm trying to touch down in on the East Coast ASAP, so I'm trying to just move around a bit. But I'll be around tonight. But I had to stop what I was doing, definitely to get on Reggie and Wayne show. And, you know, no matter if it's one person listening or a million people listening or 100 million people listening, I just want to thank gentlemen like yourself for getting the word out on what people like myself and a lot of other individuals are doing. And just thank you guys, man. And I'm a really big supporter of your show and your movement.
Oh, Reggie, man, I got tears coming down, Reggie. This is
yeah, and also, Wayne, you know, we need to take our hats off to, I know we were talking about the show Knockout, but in the Little Star diaper industry, I heard him say that he wanted to make something affordable. I mean, so that's really giving
right.
back to the community, and that's a blessing in itself.
Wow, good point, Reg. Outstanding point. Wow, man, I'm getting emotional.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm back with Reggie and Wayne, and Steve's our first guest since we reunited. Wow, and Reg, I do have it on our planner. Steve, breaking news in a couple of weeks.
Well, I got it. Definitely. And to Reggie and Wayne, thank you. Knockout Season 3, Fuse TV, big surprises. Set to come first quarter 2017. My Little Star is definitely in the tri-state area. You can find it at the local mom and pops and the bodegas. We appreciate everybody for listening, and we appreciate everybody for supporting the product. And like I said, if you love us, email us, text us, write us. If you hate something that we're doing, email, text us, write us. Because I take all good advice.
All right. And that was Steve Marcano on Gospel 1590 KPRT. Reggie, anything to add before we sign up?
No, just want to say thanks to Steve for being with us, and wish you Godspeed in everything you're doing.
Thank you. God bless both of you, too. So have a beautiful day, and I'm gone.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Wayne. I'll wait to hear from you.
All right.